You're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. Well, first off, who do we have in the studio today? Please, identify yourself.
Dandy Wind.
Dandy Wind, please, if you could move a bit closer to the mic there, a bit closer to the mic.
Okay.
Who are you, Dandy Wind, and who have you brought out here today? Who are you?
I'm Dandy Wind, and I'm here with Sam, who's the keyboardist in Dandy Wind, and we're here with Automatic Fancy, all-girl band.
So. And Bestial Cunt! Woo!
Right off the bat, we would like to send a special shout-out to somebody. You guys have a special message. The Bestial Cunt have a special message for...
Yes, we do,
Andrew!
Happy Halloween, Andrew!
Bestial Cunt would like to wish you, Andrew, happy Halloween. And please explain, why are you guys all here today? Why are you all here today?
Because we're doing a show on Halloween.
Thank you, Sam, yes.
With two all-girl bands and Dandy Wind.
Maybe you could introduce your bandmate and the rest of Bestial Cunt could introduce the rest of their bandmates, please.
Okay, it's me and Sam. Say hi, Sam.
Hello.
Okay, it's Dandy and Sam. And moving onwards, we also have live on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show...
Bestial Cunt.
Okay, Miss Bestial Cunt, could you introduce the rest of the band, please? And what did we just hear? Because to begin the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, we heard some music.
That was Bestial Cunt. I'm so disgusting.
Recorded live at your jam space.
That's right.
Especially for the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, featuring the song Prickyard and Poo Bucket.
Poo Socks.
Well, pretty damn close, but please introduce yourself.
All right.
Okay, who are Bestial Cunt?
Bestial Cunt is an all-girls band, and I'm Grody Chody. This is...
Corla.
I'm Molestiny.
And I'm Sluttery.
No, Bestial Cunt, from what we played, I'm not too good at understanding music, but are you an all-girl grindcore death metal band? Like, was that song we played at the beginning of the show, was that grindcore
no.
death metal?
No, not at all.
But we want to be, like, very metal, but we're not quite there yet, so we'll just say we're, like,
So you're working on it? How hard is it to be grindcore? How hard is it to be all-girl grindcore black metal death metal?
You have to be very well good musician, and I'm a beginner, and Kyle is kind of a beginner, but we're working on it.
You're going to be building it up. Because you don't feel like you're quite ready to enter the realm of... Like, I was once told about drugs. Like, I went to this dude, and I asked him about drugs, LSD. And he said to me that I wasn't ready for the LSD. That what I should do first is, he should take a little bit of LSD, and then I should watch him, so I understand. And then one time when I was finally ready, he would take a little bit of LSD. Somebody else would take a little bit of LSD, and it'd be another person to watch us. You know, there's always other people involved. Is that what it's like with death metal and grindcore? You have to build yourself up, yeah. You just start taking little bits of LSD.
Yeah, well, it takes a little getting used to.
Wrong side there, Bestial Cunt.
it takes a little getting used to. You need to build up an ear for it, kind of.
And what did we hear? What was that particular song, if you could please? What was that song?
That was I'm So Disgusting.
That was actually the first song that we wrote.
Mm. And you guys are playing, along with Automatic Fancy, I understand, are somewhere in the building here.
Yeah,
right
they're now. Coming. They're coming in. I just saw them, and I was like, come in.
If they are around here, Automatic Fancy, please come into the CITR.
Come on, Automatic Fancy.
Please come into the CITR DJ booth. But Dandy, could you please explain, who have you assembled here today? Who are you? Who are Automatic Fancy? And why the hell are you here? And why are we talking death metal?
Well, we're not death metal, but we're here because we want to have a really fun Halloween night, and so I got together these bands to play at the Cellar on Granville Street, which usually wouldn't have this kind of music, but because it's Halloween night, it's okay.
Yeah, I noticed in the Georgia Strait that they advertised Bestial Cunt as Bestial Cant.
Yeah, we get censored a lot.
Why is that? What are the censorship? What happens?
I can't imagine why.
I can tell you. The reason why is because Ticketmaster wouldn't print the word cunt, so they were going to put, like, just bestial. There's a door over there.
This is Dandy Wind trying to explain
to
CIT.
Sam from Dandy Wind. Yeah, they wouldn't print the word. They wouldn't print the word cunt, so they were going to print bestial, and we're kind of like, well, maybe they think it's a different band. So I was just like, well, how about a different vowel? So like Emmanuel Kant.
Now, have we explained what everybody does in every band? Dandy, could you explain about Sam, Bestial Cunt? Could you explain about Bestial Cunt? Like, who plays
okay.
what? Who does
Sam,
what?
Sam.
People listening might wonder what's going on. Like, Andrew's listening. And he's wondering about the Bestial Cunt. Kind of a Dandy Wind.
Okay, Andrew. Dandy Wind is me, I sing, and Sam plays keyboard.
But Dandy also plays slide whistle and some keyboard as well. So we're just a duo. Yeah. But
and in the Bestial Cunt, did we go down who does what?
Bestial Cunt, Sluttery, myself, I play guitar, and Molestiny sings. Porla plays the drums, and Grody Toady plays the bass.
And how long have you guys all been together? Is this all through U Hill? Is U Hill to blame for this?
Yes, it is! No, it isn't.
But it has something to do with it. For instance, a few years ago, U Hill was a nice school. It produced folk rockers like Veda Hilly.
Yeah.
But then a few years later, Bestial Cunt comes out. What has happened at U Hill? What has happened at U Hill? What has happened at U Hill and Dandy Wind and Bestial Cunt?
Well, we haven't been there for a few years, and since then it's gotten a lot lamer.
Yeah. Actually, three of us went to Total Ed, too, so they get a lot of...
Explain what Total Ed is, please. Introduce yourself, please, and explain who Total Ed is.
I'm Porla from Bestial Cunt. Total Ed was just an alternate school where three of us went to high school.
Is there hope for cunts in rock and roll?
Definitely.
There better well be.
Well, I was thinking about this, because there's a band in England right now, do you see, called Selfish...
Selfish Cunt.
Called Selfish Cunt. And they're kind of like the hottest band in England. Well, not really the hottest, but they're written about and stuff.
Come on.
And then there was that local band from Vancouver, Cunt, as well. Do you remember the local band from Vancouver, Cunt? Yes. But yes, from Vancouver. And they actually starred Ida from the band The Beans. And she was also in all bunch of other bands, like The Gay. And she's in Hinterland as well. So, like, there is some history of cunts in rock and roll, especially in Vancouver.
Okay.
And now also joining us, please could you explain, who's joining us right now, Dandy Wind? Please could you explain, Dandy Wind?
Yes. Automatic Fancy just came in, and they're playing with us on Halloween night as well.
So I'll let them introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Automatic Fancy, please introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Nikki. I sing and play keyboards.
Okay, a bit closer to Mike. Move closer to Mike.
I'm Nikki, and I sing and play keyboards.
Okay, Nikki, now introduce the rest of the band, please.
Oh, also, Natasha's here, she plays guitar, and Joy's here, she plays drums, but our bassist, Grady, is missing.
Now, how come you're here today? How did you link up with Bestial Cunt and Dandy Wind? Please, could you explain Automatic Fancy? How did this all happen? And, of course, let's mention the gig, too. You're playing this Sunday night, right?
Well, yeah, that is how Dandy Wind actually set up the gig with Bestial Cunt. I think Natasha and Joy have seen them play before, but I haven't.
Yeah, how were you described how Dandy Wind and Bestial Cunt sound? Like, how were you sold on the gig? In other words, when somebody phones up Automatic Fancy for a gig, how do they explain, like, what the other bands are like? How could you explain Dandy Wind and Bestial Cunt to the listeners out there, since you're going to be playing with some Automatic Fancy?
Well, I describe Dandy Wind as... spasmodic electronic performance art. I haven't heard Bestial Cunt yet, so I have no idea how.
But how were you? How were you pitched on Bestial Cunt?
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, yeah, I was. Dandy said they were kind of metal, kind of grunge, wore bikinis. So I was like, okay, we'll play a show with them.
And we're here live on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, Columbia, Canada. It appears we have a phone caller. Let's try to take the phone caller right now. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead to Bestial Cunt, Automatic Fancy, and Dandy Wind.
Hi there. I went to U Hill. What year did you guys graduate?
What year did you guys graduate from U Hill?
2002.
It's 2000.
Oh, okay. So I would not know you.
I didn't graduate.
Caller, who went to U Hill when you went to U Hill? What rockers do you know come from U Hill? Because right now we've determined Veda Hilly and Bestial Cunt and Dandy Wind. Who else played music from U Hill? And what do you know about U Hill?
All I know is I went there, but I can't tell you any bands who came out of there. Nothing worth mentioning, at least.
So is there any chance that you know Bestial Cunt or Dandy Wind? Is there any chance?
No.
Do you guys know any of the same people?
Unfortunately, no. That was 10 years later.
What was going on at your school at that time? Well, no, Veda Hilly, wasn't she from U Hill? Come on, that must have been 10 years. Was that 10 years before you?
Well, it was... I graduated in 92.
Okay, when did Veda Hilly go there?
Man, not when I was there.
Okay, I was just trying, but thank you for phoning. No,
Firuza Balk went to my school.
That's what we were waiting for. Firuza Balk. Yeah. Yes, that's pretty exciting.
There you go.
But actually, caller, do you get excited when the word U-Hill gets invoked? Where have you heard
Absolutely.
The word? What sort of pride do you have for U-Hill? And what was
when cunt gets invoked.
Yeah, it's mostly when cunt gets invoked, actually.
The bestial cunt.
Yeah.
And they are playing, believe it or not, this Sunday. A bestial cunt, please, go ahead.
We're playing this Sunday with Dandy Wind and Automatic Fancy at the Cellar for Halloween.
Beautiful.
Are you going to come down, caller, maybe?
I just might. Sounds like fun.
Well, thank you for phoning in, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot.
So we can now add Fruzabok in there. Fruzabok. Fruzabok. I used to know what movie she was in, but
she's
not...
She's in Return to Oz, wasn't she? That
yeah,
was
yeah.
That?
Yeah, yeah, she was in...
It's a pretty freaky movie.
But what about since then? Oh!
Oh, that's right.
This is kind of a connection, and I'm not sure if this is a true story, and I hate to kind of invoke this name since PJ Harvey is coming to town soon, but I heard that Fruzabok now is living in Los Angeles, and I think she was having... no, what was it? Oh, I know what it was. This is kind of all connected. My friend Ronnie from the rock and roll band The Muffs knows Fruzabok, and I think was having dinner with her or something, and Fruzabok's boyfriend, and the girl from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs came right up to Fruzabok and said, my guitarist would love to date you, like right in front of Fruzabok.
Oh,
like this went out there and went and did it. Just thought I'd mention that to you. So that's my little Fruzabok update. And in case you're wondering what's going on, you're listening to the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show on FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and an Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show. We have Automatic Fancy. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What's going on here? Please introduce the rest of the band, if you could, please. Rest of Automatic Fancy.
Again?
Yes.
Okay. Natasha is the guitarist, Joy the drummer, and I'm the singer, Nikki. Grady's not here. That's the basis.
And now you met. How did you meet Dandy Wind? How did you meet Dandy Wind? Because you're not the U-Hill connection, right? You're not the Fruzabok connection.
No, we actually met at an orgy. Her and her boyfriend were there. But then I was like, hey, why don't we enter into the Railway Club contest? So we both did that.
The Shindig Battle of the Band.
Yeah, we played the same night.
And you lost.
We lost.
To
Dandy Wind.
And how come the bestial cunt are not in the Shindig?
They won the orgy.
How can the bestial...
I didn't know about that.
Well, you're here live on CITR Radio to prove it. Bestial cunt, you've brought a little sampling of some of the Vancouver grindcore scene out for us, haven't you?
Yep.
What can you explain about what we're going to play now? I think we are playing... We're playing the Tendonitis. What can you say about Tendonitis?
Tendonitis is an instrumental grindcore band. It's a three-piece, just guitar, bass, and drums. And they're extremely heavy and complicated.
What's wrong with being complicated? You guys aren't intimidated by complication.
No, not at all. We'd like to sort of move towards that direction, but like we said, we're just, you know, getting started and...
You're gradually building it up.
Exactly.
But you don't want to quite... What would happen if you went right into grindcore right off the bat?
We would suck.
Well, have you tried it, though?
Yeah. We have a few elements.
But would there be a certain novelty to doing that? Like, have you guys ever tried Automatic Fancy? Have you guys tried grindcore at all?
I don't know what grindcore is.
Could you explain to Automatic? Well, you're going to find out on Sunday night.
Grindcore beer metal.
What is grindcore?
It's fast.
It's just very fast, complicated, heavy pounding drumming. It's basically a big headache.
Now, Dandy Wind.
Yeah.
Who set all these rules? Who set all... Is this a U-Heel's fault? Because you guys are... why is there rules for rock and roll? Why aren't you ready for the grindcore? Why can't you just go out and do it? I don't like people telling you you can't do it because you're not good enough. Why can't you just go out there and do it?
No, you're right. I agree with you, Nardwuar.
No, I mean, are you just smart because you don't want to quite yet jump into it? Or is there people actually saying... Because usually for metal, there's quite a bit of rules. You know, that technical...
We don't listen to those people. Yap, 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 yap.
But they're not scaring you from doing it, are they?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, no, we're just not ready musically.
But this is the competition right now, and then afterwards, I think, did Automatic Fancy bring in any tunes for us to play?
Yeah.
Okay, right after this band that we're going to be playing right now, Tendonitis, who are not Bestial Cunt, we're going to play some Automatic Fancy in a classic battle of the bands, and then we'll probably kick into some Dandy Wind as well, all here live on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, but this is Tendonitis right now, not Dandy Wind, not Automatic Fancy, or not the Bestial Cunt, this is Tendonitis. Yes.
it devoted. That her love could not prevent her image from coming ruined. I soon began to walk till she could barely be seen. But right before she vanished, Mary whispered this to me. Swang, dilly, dang, dang, diddle, fiddle, whang. Wong, wong, ding, dong. Swang, dilly, dang, dang, diddle, fiddle, whang.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And that was just Dandy Wind. And before the Dandy Wind, we had some...
Automatic Fancy.
But we had some Automatic Fancy. And then before the Automatic Fancy, we had...
Tendonitis?
We had some tendonitis. A pick, a special pick by local band Bestial Cunt, who are playing with Dandy Wind and Automatic Fancy.
Halloween night!
Halloween Sour! And we actually have a caller on the line right now. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi!
Caller, explain to
Bestial Cunt. Hello! Vancouver.
Caller, could you please explain to the people out there in Radioland, who are Bestial Cunt? Could you explain to them, and why should people go see them on Sunday night with Dandy Wind and Automatic Fancy?
Bestial Cunt got more metal and more rock in their pubic hair than Vancouver has in their whole body. In the whole city. They're just the best band ever.
But they said that they're not quite into the grindcore dissension mode quite yet. They're building up to that.
They're just being coy.
Really? So are they really all girl black metal? Is that how you describe them? All girl black metal?
Sure. they rock.
And how is the 12th and Main Weenie Roast? What's the aftermath of all that?
The Weenie Roast went horribly awry.
It did.
It did. I mean, like, the weenies, I think people got upset. The weenies, like, you know, they got burnt or something, and, you know, people just got out of control, and, yeah. And now it's really hard for me to find a place to live.
And what about doing gigs and stuff? Isn't it hard to get the gigs to actually happen? Because is it hard to book a band like Bestial Cunt? Bestial Cunt, are you still there?
We're here.
Is it hard to book a gig being called Bestial Cunt?
No, not at all.
It seems to be.
We get asked all the time.
Automatic Fancy. Is it hard to book a band called Automatic Fancy?
Only fancy people really ask us.
Do you ever get confused, though, with fancy? Local Vancouver artist Fancy. You know, there's a Vancouver...
No.
Todd Fancy is a band called Fancy.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, and how about Dandy Wind? Is it hard to book gigs being called Dandy Wind?
Sometimes people think we're a hippie band. And we've played with the Winx before, which is kind of
funny. Why do they think you're a hippie band?
Because it's like Dandelion Wind, that's my name, and it's my hippie parents named me that. So, but Dandy Wind, we play a lot of shows. It's not hard for us to get gigs. Every time we play a gig, we get offered another one, so it's been easy.
Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Anything else you'd like to say to Bestial Cunt now that you've phoned in live to CITR here? Or what's going on?
I just wanted to say I love you girls.
Oh, thanks. What a delightful surprise, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also want to say Wendy 13 rocks and the Cobalt and the Asphalt rocks, and I'm really upset with the Vancouver Police Department for trying to put a scare in everybody, and they're not letting Dissension play, or they're saying that if Dissension plays at the Asphalt, that they're going to take their liquor license away or something like that.
And it's because they claim that the Asphalt is like a house party, but the Asphalt is not a house party. The Asphalt's an actual venue, right?
Well, yes, of course. And they're talking about, you know, if Dissension plays, there's going to be a riot or something, you know.
Now, for people that maybe aren't familiar with what happened at the Weenie Roast, can you just give a quick little update? What happened at the Weenie Roast, caller, Andy, please? What happened at the Weenie Roast? Look, why would the cops be down on Dissension? Why? What did Dissension do wrong?
They just happened to be playing.
Yeah, they just happened to be playing when a bunch of people from Surrey came and decided to set the house on fire. So, I mean, it kind of sucks, you know, that it had to happen that way, but I guess...
Oh, you're blaming it on Surrey.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, someone's got to take the fall, and it's not going to be the Weenie.
And now it's hard to get a gig. Have you had any gigs since the Weenie Roast?
No, I'm not in the gig booking business anymore. I've decided to retire that. I'm just going to be the lowly plumber.
And so what about Wendy 13? Is she going to do the gig or not?
I hope so. I mean, because they can't go around trying to scare us like this, you know? Like, Jesus, it's just rock and roll.
Yeah.
What are they saying will happen? What are they saying will happen?
Well, they're saying, oh, well, if Dissension plays, there's probably going to be another riot. But the only reason people rioted anyway is because the cops came in the first place. I mean, Jesus, come on.
Well, good luck, Dissension, and keep on rocking in the free world. And thank you, Andy, for phoning in to Bestial Kind Automatic Fancy and Dandy Wind. Have you heard of Dandy Wind or Automatic Fancy at all, caller?
I just did, and they sound marvelous.
Well, hopefully we'll see you this Sunday night at the Cellar.
Yes.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. And you're still listening to CITL Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwater Human Serviette Radio Show. And we have Dandy Wind, Automatic Fancy, and Bestial Cunt here live in the Nardwater Human Serviette Radio Show. And we heard a little bit of everybody's music. I guess we'll have to get back to the Bestial Cunt because we haven't heard a lot of Bestial Cunt. But we have some other music all queued up here, ready to go. Could you explain the significance of the Roxy music, please, to the Automatic Fancy? Is there any connection to the Automatic Fancy with the Roxy music?
No connection whatsoever.
Which is great, isn't it?
No, it's
awesome that there's these great connections. Like, there's
we don't even like it.
There's death metal and there's like Roxy music all combined with like Dissension and Weenie Rose. It's just very confusing. Actually, Dandy yourself, are you really milking this Halloween thing, Dandy? What's going on with this Halloween thing?
I just want everyone who's listening right now to come to our show. Even if you have something else to do, just drop that and come to the Cellar.
That's on Sunday. However, you are playing a couple other gigs, aren't
you?
Yeah,
we're doing like a Halloween tour, I guess. And on Friday, which is tonight, we're playing at Lamplighter with Collapsing Opposites and also Concrete Lions. So why not come check us out three times? We're also playing a house party in Surrey, actually, on Saturday night. So, like, I don't know if
all the people that we just made fun of in Surrey.
Yeah, we're sorry. Come and see us.
come and kill them in Surrey. But actually, how does the rest of the band, how Bestial Cunt, Automatic Fancy, how do you guys feel about the Dandy Wind whoring themselves out for two gigs before the big gig on Sunday night? What do you guys think?
Great.
We're just warming up. Yeah.
You don't mind?
No, not at all.
It's a very disrespectful thing for a lady to do. Whoring.
Yeah, like playing before the big gig, Dandy. Can't you save yourself, Dandy Wind? You're playing three gigs.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be very sore, but I'm still going to put on an excellent show on Sunday. I'm going to save myself for Sunday.
Well, what are the three gigs? What are the differences between the three gigs? What are you going to be dressing up as? Because there's three different gigs, right?
Tonight, it's kind of a surprise. It has to do with USA! USA!
So, electoral costuming. So, a little something.
And how about in Surrey? What are you going to be dressing up as in Surrey, Dandy Wind?
Like a Surrey person.
And on Sunday night?
On Sunday night, Sunday night is a special night because we're going to be projecting backing videos, so I'll be wearing some light, kind of zombie-like costume.
And how about Automatic Fancy? How are you... other Automatic Fancy members, please acknowledge that you're here. Please.
I'm going to dress as a granny because I think it'd be funny to watch an old granny play the drums.
And Automatic Fancy number three, what are you going to dress as?
I don't know what I'm going to be yet. I have no idea.
And how about the Bestial Cunt? You guys are an all black metal, all girl band. What are you?
We're not black metal.
No, do you wear bikinis every time you're on stage?
Well, every time. Sometimes.
You do sometimes. Yeah. So what about on Sunday night? What are you going to wear? Because would you wear what you normally wear? Like, is what you normally wear pretty impressive?
No.
Is what they wear Dandy, explain, please. This is Dandy when explaining about Bestial.
It's very sexy. It's very erotic.
Well, that's what it looks like normally, right? Explain it. Like, what is it?
Well, when I saw them, they were all wearing matching sort of Amazon women costumes that they had made themselves.
They dress like that at U Hill, actually, too.
Yes. And they're actually dressed like that right now.
And now, what about for the Halloween, do Bestials? What's it going to be? Any hints for the listeners out there that are listening?
$5 costumes from Dresser, cut into little pieces.
I will be wearing a PVC witch hat.
I'll just be wearing some scraps, you know, found around the house.
Dandy Wind, how about yourself?
Yeah.
You go to a lot of gigs, don't you?
Go to them, yeah.
Selective gigs. You dress up for the gigs? You were saying you dressed up for Susie and the Banshees?
Yeah, I dress up. Well, I like to. I have an airbrush, and so I airbrush makeup on. And I have a massive, massive wardrobe full of different costumes and stuff. So, yeah, I like to dress up for shows.
Did any of you guys go to Susie and the Banshees?
Yeah.
What was Dandy looking like? Did you see Dandy?
There.
I didn't see her there.
And no, if anybody might have seen you at Susie and the Banshees, how would they identify you, Dandy?
I was wearing a 60s poncho that kind of looks like a lampshade, and then I had some wild new wave makeup on, and Susie kept looking at me. She was like, check her out. after the show...
But you were pissed off, weren't you, about that gig?
Yeah, because I was like the third person in line outside. I stood there for an hour, and then got in, like went right to the front center and waited another 3 hours till she actually came out. And so, yeah, my feet were really sore. But after the show, the Susie Connection, I used my digital camera to take a photo of me just on a timer. And the picture turned out looking really interesting, so we used it for the cover of our EP, which is coming out in January, and hopefully we'll have a party for that.
A bit of Susie influence. Well, what exactly... Now, you guys went to school with Dandy, the bestial cunt? What exactly is Dandy Wind? Actually, maybe let's ask Automatic Fancy there for a second. Automatic Fancy, you're number two?
Number two.
Number two? when you guys played, how would you guys describe Dandy Wind? Because you guys played with him at the Shindig Battle of the Bands. How would you describe Dandy Wind?
I already did, but also...
That's why I wanted the other band members to explain. How would you describe...
Okay, I can.
You guys played the Shindig Battle of the Bands happening every Tuesday night in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Railway Club. It's your big night. You step up on stage. You've never seen these guys before. And there's Dandy Wynn. And there's Automatic Fancy. And Automatic Fancy lost. And Dandy Wynn won. And I guess somebody else lost, too. But how would you describe Dandy Wynn? What was the reaction? Please go ahead. Automatic Fancy, live in an Orbital Human Serviette radio show.
I don't know. I remember they put on a really good performance, but I was too drunk to remember what they actually sounded like. So,
what would you remember about the performance?
I was tired after just watching them dance around.
So there was dancing then. If there's dancing, what exactly are you, Dandy Wynn? Because are you a sculptor? Are you a dancer? You've been described as a sculptor.
I do sculpture in my spare time. I also do stop motion animation, and tonight is my film at the Cinema Verite Festival.
But don't bother going to see that. Come see us at Lamplight.
It's too late at night, so I can't actually go watch it, but that's pretty exciting. But what was I going to say?
Well, you were a sculptor, and you also worked in an art supply store.
Yeah!
Opus. Why don't you like working in an art supply store?
I got fired.
What were you stealing?
I didn't steal anything. I just, we had to play these, Retail Olympics. It's called the Opus Retail Olympics one night, and we had to come in late at night and play them, and I was so pissed off, and so I yelled and stuff, and then I got fired.
And now you dedicate songs to them, don't you?
Like my old boss, Chandra, I dedicated a song to her and said I'd sure like to have her tits cut off.
And, let's just clarify, the opinions expressed on an Ardwar to Human Serviette radio show are of the guests and if not of CITR radio. Please tune in if you're not offended, and tune out if you're easily offended.
Sorry about that.
Now, we're going to cut right over to some Roxy music again, as chosen by Automatic Fancy here. And then after that, Bestial Cunt, we're going to play some more grindcore. Should we play some of you guys?
Us.
Okay. Now, what was Dandy? You went to school with Dandy. What was Dandy like? Who went to school?
Oh, my God. Dandy was just the cutest thing. We had science together, and then she sat in front of me, and I just... We were friends, but she was definitely the cutest girl in our science class.
Okay, what about dancing, though? Was there any dancing?
And our parents are friends.
Was there any dancing? Because Dandy said she was involved in musicals, like Annie and stuff like that. What was it like watching Dandy sing in Annie?
I never saw that, but cheer up, Annie.
Right now, it's Roxy Music live here on an Ardwater Human Serviette radio show with Automatic Fancy, Dandy Wynn, and Bestial Cunt, who are all playing this Sunday night at the Lamplighter. At the Cellar. It's so confusing because Dandy Wynn plays so many gigs. Tonight at the Lamplighter, it's Dandy Wynn.
Yes.
Tomorrow night in Surrey, it's Dandy Wynn. Sunday night in Vancouver at the Cellar, it is
Automatic Fancy and Bestial Cunt.
And right now, some Roxy music and then some Bestial Cunt, the song Poo. Right?
Poo Sock.
Poo Sock. And you're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have still in the studio? Please introduce yourself. Sam, maybe you can say what's going on here.
Okay.
Who are you, Sam?
I'm Sam. I'm the keyboardist for Dandy Wind. I'm with Dandy Wind, Armag Fancy, and Beastie O'Cunt.
And you guys are all playing this.
We're all playing this Sunday at the Cellar downtown. We're going to make that place...
The Cellar on Granville.
Not the Cellar Jazz Club. The Cellar downtown near the Roxy.
On Sunday night for Halloween. A Halloween gig.
That's right. And yep. Halloween extravaganza.
And what did we just hear? We just heard something. Please could you explain?
Okay, that last track was called Saturdays in Silesia. Very early 80s synth pop from Montreal by a band called Rational Youth. And the reason we played it was because Dandy Wynn, myself, and Dandy are going to be going on tour in late November with a band called Nanobot Auxiliary Ballet, which is of interest to you because it's Patty Schmidt, who hosts Brave New Waves, and it's Kevin Komoda, who was a keyboardist for Rational Youth like 20 years ago. And
that was some Canadian content we heard.
Totally, yeah. Canadian content. Yep, let's get that.
And you've hooked up with them for some amazing gigs.
Yes, that's right. Well, a few gigs anyways. And
Dandy is quite a networker, isn't she?
Yep, we try.
You've been in a band for 8 years and gone nowhere, basically.
Well, doing my own solo music pretty well.
And here's Dandy, and she's hooking up with Brave New Waves and Puttyhead Fanzine. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. It helps to have a pretty girl, I guess. Now you guys tell me. You guys.
It does help.
Well, you have actually gone quite a few places, though, Sam, with your other band, though, right?
Yeah. I got a few reviews.
How's
some
Craft Fabric?
Craft Fabric.
Okay, well, something like that.
Oh, Die Haute Fabrik. Yeah, I did a solo album. It was self-released, and it was extremely expensive. Dandy did the art.
Die Haute Fabrik.
Die Haute Fabrik, yeah.
I love that name.
Yeah.
And I love the description, too. Think of medieval houses huddled together in the lee of great mountains, of the jerkiness of villager movements.
I didn't
walk
that.
Into sepia fields. Notes tremble and waver like wheat stalks in nervous wind. Drums pound. So that was your previous band. No wonder you went nowhere in 8 years.
Okay, well, that was a BBC review, and
but just to get the BBC review, that's amazing. That's pretty
cool. That's the thing about British reviews. Like, if you can get them to mention one thing about the actual content of the music, then that's amazing. Usually they just write little short stories, like that one there. I'm like, oh, was that about me or something? And my name was on that review, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Die Haute Fabrik!
That was
your band, but it came on Resonant Recordings, right?
It was just me. It was just solo music. Anyway, it was licensed to Resonant in the UK, and here's a Canadian connection.
Danny was really, you were really forceful saying it wasn't a band! It wasn't the band! I'm sorry!
Anyways, there's a Canadian connection. Esmarine, which is a Godspeed side project, was put out by them. And Kepler from Ottawa. I don't know if you've interviewed Kepler. Oh, well, anyways. They're from Ottawa, and they were released by Resonant as well.
I've interviewed John Bartlett from Kelp Records, but I don't know anything about Kepler.
No, Kepler I don't think has any connection to that. But I think Kepler opened for Godspeed as well.
So you had Die Haute Fabrik. Were you ever doing any gigs with Die Haute Fabrik?
No, because they were... Well, it was a bad experience with the label, so there was no way I could play any shows with it, even though I wanted to.
So your first shows have been with the Dandy Wind.
Yep.
Dandy Wind do any Die Haute Fabrik tunes, or is there any kind of crossover?
No, because like most of the songs, well, most... Yeah, well, Dandy's voice appeared on one of the tracks, but no, we don't do any of them now because they're probably longer than the whole set of our gigs.
And so, no, Dandy has networked all the way to Kevin Komoda. Do you guys realize about Brave? Do you guys the connection? Are you into the connection, Beastie O'Cunt? Does this excite you at all?
It does.
Beastie O'Cunt, please, microphone. Microphone to Beastie O'Cunt.
It's very exciting.
I mean, we're going to be playing a bit more. And we actually, before the Rational Youth, did we not have a bit of Beastie O'Cunt?
That was
Poo
Socks.
We had the Poo. Now, what is the Poo Sock, Beastie O'Cunt?
This is a very funny story, actually. We know these two dudes, and they took turns pooing into socks and then running around the house hitting each other with them. So that became a... That was
you
a story.
To write a song about
not
it.
Not to mention chasing us down the street with them.
Now, how much hitting? Like, once you get hit by a poo sock, how long can you be hit with a poo sock before you start getting pooed? You know what I mean? Like, does the sock...
Oh, no, it penetrates the sock really quickly. I mean, it's right away.
But the first couple hits...
Yeah, then you got poo all over you.
No, the first couple you get hits over you.
Oh, yeah, you got poo all over you.
I would think the sock doesn't protect the poo at
all. No, not at all.
Not
you got one or two hits.
So you
were a really dehydrated person, though.
Well, I don't know.
Well, neither of them are because they're both alcoholics.
which symbolizes. Is there a lot of alcohol? Is there a lot of alcohol with the Beastie Boys?
No, they're sober.
Are you guys straight? Are there many straight edge death metal bands?
No, we are.
Or black metal.
Half of our band is
straight edge, and then the other half like to party.
Well, I'm pregnant, so I'm not drinking.
So were you guys actually thrown the poo socks at you?
No, we ran and screamed.
We ran and screamed until they didn't get us.
Who has been poo socked in Vancouver? Maybe we should out them
well,
right
okay,
now.
Well, if you've ever been to our show, then you may have gotten poo socked, because during poo socks, we like to bring out a couple poo socks and smack around the poo socks. it's actually fudge, and it tastes really good. So.
But wouldn't it be better to get the audience? Do you get the audience to contribute to the poo sock? Like, is for the song poo sock?
We'll
do you like?
Hit with it.
Do you hold the sock out and get?
Yeah, but they usually like to stay away from it.
What's that?
There's nobody in front of the stage when we're.
But where do you get the poo for the sock? Have you ever thought of getting the audience?
Fudgicles.
We melt fudgicles.
Well, you know what?
You're giving it away. You don't melt the fudgicles? No.
Well, they know anyway, because once we hit you with it, it smells like chocolate.
Ah, the poo sock by the Bestial Cunt.
And we like to use white socks because you can see the poo better.
And that was the song Poo Sock. What is the lyrics to the song Poo Sock?
Fill a sock with crap. You deserve a slap. Your face is a map for the poo sock. We learned the
your face is a map.
If someone makes you glum, stick a sock to your bum. Make a poo and give them some. Get that poo sock. We learned the white sock trick from Gord. Thanks, dude. Yeah.
We have a caller right now. Caller, are you there? Go ahead to Bestial Cunt, Automatic Fancy, and Dandy Wind, who are all playing this Sunday night at the Cellar Caller. At the Cellar Caller. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Caller? Caller? Caller gone. Well, I guess caller is gone. But please phone back, caller. All I heard was the caller. Oh, here we go. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Caller, go ahead to Dandy Wind, Bestial Cunt, and Automatic Fancy. You are playing this Sunday night at the Cellar.
I just want to ask how much these poo socks are and where you can get them.
We make them ourselves.
Wow, do you sell them at your little booth?
No, we give them away.
A lot of fun.
We just throw them at people and you can grab one.
You'd like to buy a poo sock collar.
I think it sounds pretty amusing. I have a neighbor who could really use a poo sock.
Nice. Well, you can make one yourself.
Collar, what is your experience photographing and going to gigs, etc., with poo? Have you ever seen poo on stage, collar? Like, what is your history with poo and rock and roll, collar?
God, I'm just trying to think. Okay, actually. It's because you did the Saturdays and Silesia thing. The Spoon, if you remember them.
The band The Spoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, who just recently played at the Commodore with?
With,
Images and Vogue.
Bogley.
Yeah, we played some Rational Youth. So, yes, The Spoons. Caller, is some poo relating to The Spoons?
Yes. And there's two O's in each word, by the way, Nardwa. We were in their little backstage bus, and the guitar, or the bass player woman, Sandra, I think, or Sandy? Sandy Horn. Was walking around and asking to see everyone's feet, saying somebody's stepped in poo, and it smelled like poo in the bus, and she was determined to find out who. And it wasn't me.
Well, thank you, caller, for that poo moment to Bestial Cunt. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, caller?
No, but doo-doo-doo-doo.
And you're still listening to CITL Radio, FM 102, Cable 2, Vancouver, British. And we have caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Nara.
Go ahead to Bestial Cunt, Automatic Fancy, and Dandy Wind. Dandy Wind!
Ooh. Well, I must say, the lead singer of Bristol Cunts is my cousin.
I changed her diaper
back in 81. So, play more of their stuff and play some early Carver Brings or Today's Emergency. I'd be really happy.
We did play some Rational Youth. What do you remember about Rational Youth, caller?
They were okay. They're not bad. I mean, they're a bit too. I'm more into the Cardboard Brains. I'm more into the eternal punk scene of that time, so, you know.
Caller, how are you connected again to Bestial Cunt?
He used to change my diapers, speaking of poo.
Yeah.
Are you the inspiration for Poo Sock, caller?
Oh, indeed. Play that over again.
And, caller, how would you describe Bestial Cunt? Have you seen them play live?
Oh, yes. Many times. I've been a witness of their stuff, really stuff, and I still got their damels, so hopefully there'll be a gold mine in the future.
And that's this Sunday night at...
This Sunday night.
The Cellar.
That's right.
Well, thank you, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. What is that noise?
I'm
going to
die.
I have no idea what that...
No, I don't have a phone.
There's some noise is happening. It's scary. It's like the warning noise. Like we've said the word poo too much on air. And like well, while we address that right now, we're going to be playing, speaking of, I guess, poo and stuff, Dandy, you've brought in something by the Manson family. Well, could you explain a bit about this, please?
I really like folk music from the 60s and 70s. And this is, like, when Charles Manson was first arrested, he had his friends that wrote songs for him, and I guess sent them in to him. And this is a song they wrote, and the lyrics are, let him go, let him go.
So who sung this then?
The Manson family, but...
his disciples, like his...
Yeah.
So these were lyrics sent to Manson, and he passed it on to
no,
the
no,
family.
They sang it. Like it's like a 15-piece kind of choir of people with
acoustic
guitar.
They used to sing in their tent, and then they'd record it. And it's this album's called The Family Jams, and it's a 2-CD disc. The second disc is mostly them just turning on the recorder and just straight up.
Whose lyrics are these? People that wrote?
They're not written by Charles. They're not written by Charles Manson. They're written by followers of Charles Manson. But you know, all.
Oh, I thought maybe the lyrics were written to him, and he passed them on.
No.
The recording. I think the recordings were sent in to him while he was in prison, and the songs are all dedicated to him.
And then after that, we're going to play some Dandy Wind as well. What are we going to say about that track?
This song is kind of a Tron dancehall track, and it's our lead-off track for our EP.
Our EP, which is called Bait the Traps. It's coming out on Bongo Beat Records. It'll be out, like, in mid-November when we go on tour. But
Bongo Beat, which is pretty exciting label.
Yes, because they're putting out...
The caller was just talking, you know, your good buddy. Who was the Poosock buddy of yours that this phoned in?
Jade?
Yeah, he was just talking about cardboard brains and stuff, because Ralph from Bongo Beat record label, he was in charge of I'm Tired, of Waking Up Tired.
The Diodes.
The Diodes from Toronto, as well as I'm Walking on Sunshine. You know that song, Walking on Sunshine? Dandy Wind is going to be on the same record label. Is that bad? I'm excited. I'm Walking on Sunshine.
I can remember that from Full House.
Yes.
That's the record label, because Ralph
is amazing. Your record label dude. He is amazing. He's done stuff with the Diodes.
He's with me right now, so thanks, Ralph.
He's done some punk rock stuff with I'm Waking Up Tired with the Diodes, and he's done the Walking on Sunshine, Katrina.
He loves any band that has satin pants as well, like Brighton Rock.
And maybe next time we won't mention all those other bands that he associates with, because I think he did know something a bit about like the Honeymoon Suite or the Platinum Blonde or some of those bands. He might be responsible.
Kevin Komoda actually works for April Wine right now. Here's another Canadian connection.
But right now, here's some Manson family on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, Columbia, Canada. Again, this is a pick by Dandy Wind, who is playing this Sunday night at the Cellar with Automatic Fancy and Pistol Candy.
Everyone who is the one is looking for the last of all. And if you are the one, my friend, you don't need to look anymore. And if you are my friend, say you know that there's no place left to go.
Coming down quick, and you know,
don't go back, just go.
burning.
It's upside down.
It's upside down.
It's burning.
It's upside down.
It's burning.
Yea, though you walk through the valley of death, I'll be beside you. It's a near and dear end, so come on in and I'll find a new.
The
he rides like the wind.
The
with his hair long and flowing.
The
ain't no crime, ain't no sin.
The
in his eyes always knowing.
The
fear is all gone.
The
and the time the sins are blowing.
The
his motor's running good.
The
and over the mountains he's going.
The
still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nerd Word of Human Serviette Radio Show, and we have Bestial Cunt, Automatic Fancy, and Dandy Wynn live here on an Ardwater Human Serviette radio show, and we just heard some Dandy Wynn, didn't we, Sam?
That you did. That track's called Tudo O Dia. The chorus is in Portuguese. Poor, poor quality.
Tudo Dia. And I was talking about your old band...
Well, my old solo project, Sam Finley, just my ring.
And I was joking that nobody heard it, but how wrong was I? Chris and Cozy from Throbbing
Cozy.
Whistle. That's amazing.
Cozy.
Can you explain about that? Your old side project.
When I finished...
Your old side project called Die Haut...
Die Haut Fabrique. That's the name of the album, actually.
Die Haut Fabrique.
I sent it out to a bunch of people who I liked, you know, and then a few of them did send me some response, some letters, and one of the nice ones was from Cozy from Throbbing Gristle, who, you know,
amazing.
That's super flattering, and I heard from a few other people, like Michael Gira said a few nice things, from Swans, who's a huge idol of mine, and then
Steven Severin
from Susie and the Banshees, so a few people.
So now you're giving up to do the Dandy Wynn? How dare you?
Well, I'm looking for even bigger. I want, like, yeah.
Well, with Dandy Wynn, we almost impressed Marilyn Manson.
Why? What was that?
I don't know if I should say.
Well, why not? You said everything else. Go ahead.
When I was in L.A., I played a show, you know, for Buddyhead, and Marilyn Manson's ex-girlfriend was there, and she called up Marilyn Manson.
Rose McGowan?
No, not that one, actually. She's
some girl he brought over from Florida. No, way back, like from Florida.
Yeah, she came over from Florida with him, and she's the same age as me, and she's, like, totally cracked out. But she called him on the phone and was like, "You gotta check this out, man. Nick, you totally love this." And then, so then after that, Marilyn Manson was gonna send a limo over to pick me up and take him to his house to share some blow.
And what happened?
I said no. I was like, no way. This is some kind of weird booty call or something.
Was Dita Von Teese angry? That was
before they were together.
No, Bestial Cunt, if Marilyn Manson sent you a limo to come to his house
they'd
to blow,
totally
what would
yes.
you guys do?
It would be maybe easier if they're all together rather than just one girl.
I don't know if we'd go and do that. We're not really that into blow.
Is that because the Bestial kind of had some sort of relationship before with big rock and rollers, i.e. Slayer and Lemmy?
What? Yeah, well...
I mean, you guys have had some relationships with Slayer and Lemmy, haven't you?
Me and Bessie met Carrie and...
You've met those... I mean, rock stars, yes. They don't scare you, because you've met them.
No, they're really cool, and when they're...
How did you meet Slayer? Because Slayer...
At the Cobalt, actually.
When they were recording here in Vancouver?
Yeah, and we hung out with them a lot, so...
No, did you approach them, or did they approach you?
I don't know how it happened. They approached us, yeah.
Now, how does a Slayer approach you? I mean, you know...
They're like, hey, and we're like, oh, hey, Slayer, and then they're like, yep, Slayer, and then they're like, I don't know, it was a while ago.
Now, what about
yada.
Now, what about Lemmy of Motorhead? Isn't there some connection to Bestial Cunt and Lemmy of Motorhead?
No.
Not just a conversation.
When was that?
6 years ago?
Please don't move away. Please don't move away from the Mike Bestial Cunt.
Where did this come from?
Well, it came from Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson, Slayer, Motorhead. It's all there this Sunday night at the Cellar. Go check out.
Come to the Cellar.
Bestial Cunt. Dandy Wynn and Automatic Fancy. No, Automatic Fancy. Tell me this. So here's Dandy Wynn. They have all these tracks at all. Tons of tracks we're playing.
Yeah.
And you guys just have one at this point. There's more coming, right?
We have more.
Recording in 2 weeks with Jacob Mullen.
So who's Jacob Mullen?
It's Joey's husband. Yeah, he's my husband. He's recorded Duffy Driediger and the Private Number Bands. He's in Lady Hawk. And he's recorded with... the guys from Channel 3 and 4, Jesse Willie. He's also done some stuff with John Ray Fletcher, done some recording. And, he's just getting started here, so...
So you're
going to record us.
And you're going to flood the market now.
Yeah, we're just going to...
Automatic... I mean, Dandy Wynn, she really has... I mean, these are a lot of tracks, this Dandy Wynn person. Isn't it Bestial Cunt Automatic Fancy?
We've only been together for a while, so we haven't got that
So far Automatic yet. Fancy, you're catching up, though.
We have some secret tracks. No, they're just four-track recordings.
And do we have some gigs really coming up? What's going on in the gig department?
What
other bands are that you really like in Vancouver? And what other... You got some gigs coming up, right?
Yeah. Well, I personally really like the Philharmonic and the Nona Spots. And we're actually playing a show with the Nona Spots on
November 19th at the Media Club.
And I noticed the No-No Spots have done quite a few gigs. Haven't they done some
Tegan
big tours?
Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah. But yeah. They toured with Tegan and Sarah, but also some other bands, haven't they?
No, they've never... No, they've...
How did they
play Pop Montreal.
How did the Tegan and Sarah crowd take to the No-No Spots?
I've been researching them on the internet, and they mentioned Tegan and Sarah, and then they're like, oh, they mentioned like one comment about the No-No Spots, like the style, or, oh, they need catchier hooks or something like that.
But they can check out the No-No Spots with Automatic Fancy.
November 19th at the Media Club.
At the Media Club. So I was saying, there was Bestial Cunt. You guys are called Bestial Cunt. There was Selfish Cunt from the UK. There was Cunt from Vancouver, the band Cunt from Vancouver, who actually described themselves, I think, I don't know if I mentioned this, but all-girl genre hopping improv. They're hopping improv.
Hmm.
The genre helping. Hopping improv.
That's cool.
And also, I just wanted to say that's featuring Ida from The Gay, Radiogram, and The Beans. And she ran the Sugar Refinery, too. So
oh, that?
Yeah, so they were called Cunt.
I've used
their
bathroom a lot. They got a nice bathroom.
It's now
the
gone.
The Sugar Refinery.
So the cunts help the cunts then.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Cunts got to stick together, right?
And what?
Especially if they're dandy and fancy.
And what did we just hear there? We just ended. I interrupted you. We just heard a dandy wind track. What was that dandy wind track that we ended with?
It's off of our forthcoming EP on Bongo Beat Records. So you actually should check out our website, www.dandywind.com, DandiWind.com.
And we will be putting pictures of the cellar up, so if you come down to the cellar, maybe you'll see yourself in the picture.
Yeah, so...
That's this Sunday night at the cellar, Halloween. Where do you live now, Dandy? Because you described yourself living in a place where they turn dead pets into glue. What is that?
Yeah, that's right. We live right in...
Between that's right.
It's, yeah.
That's terrible!
I know, it's wrong. But, yeah, we do. We live directly...
across from the rendering plant.
Yeah.
And the chicken slaughtering plant.
And the fish packaging plant.
And they turn it into glue? They turn these...
Well, like when the orca whale dies or whatever, you know, they have to get rid of it somehow. So they, like, you know, bring it over there in a dump truck.
But they also, like, they scoop up, you know, like, roadkill. And then they'll have a big truck that drives up to the plant. And on the way there, there'll be, like 300 seagulls swimming around this one truck until they finally pull up. So it's pretty disgusting. And it's like it pumps out smoke all day long from the dead animals.
Have you ever gone in there to try to rescue any dead animals? Or have there any been live animals that have been
They're constantly guarded. I tried to get over there a couple of times to just see, like, kind of see what they do there. But
there'd be some good album cover shoots, probably.
Yeah, we take all our photos. We take a lot of our photos there because it's also the railway there, like all the trains stop right behind our house. And then the chicken selling factory, the chickens get away all the time, and then people try and once in a while people will grab them and take them home. I don't know if they're gonna eat them or just try and keep them alive for a little bit longer.
Liberate them.
Yeah.
And Dandy, when you played at Endoplasmic in Langley.
Yeah, we did.
And there was a quote, something about people inserting stuff into themselves.
Yeah.
What happened at that gig? And is that gonna happen this Sunday night with Automatic
Maybe
Fancy Beast Steel Cunt?
I don't know. No, we played it. Actually, I should plug this. On November 6th, we're coming back to Langley by popular demand. We're actually, Narwhar did a really awesome show, judging by the pictures. But, yeah, we did a show in Langley, and it was pretty eventful. This is a couple weeks, 3 weeks ago, I guess. And the band Young Professionals, another band we play with a lot.
Yeah, we played with them, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, anyways, they covered one of our songs, Miss 45, and for the grand finale, a girl from the audience came on stage and lifted up her skirt and put in a tampon.
She was dancing to the music.
It was really, it was on time, though, so it was like...
Was it somebody's friend? Was it, like, Scott? Scott was from Basement's friend?
No.
It was a young professional fan, you know. They had a crazy fan.
How do you top... So is the next show going to be a letdown? Because it's going to be pretty hard to top that, isn't it?
I know. Well,
that's why we're playing with these two bands. Like, maybe they can do something that'll top
maybe
that.
Maybe they have
crazy might be able to, but I'm...
Another thing that was funny about that show is, like, Basement, who was in Shindig, very gothic guy, he plays on stage with mannequins, and so a guy from Young Professionals jumped up and smacked one of the mannequins with his head, and then jumped down, and suddenly there was this humongous goose egg, which I had never seen anything so large.
before.
And Dandy went shindig at your shindig review. There was a review of you guys that said something like the robot popped out. What is the robot?
Hey,
and
yeah.
What possibly could pop out?
Well, the, like the song we just played, Tout Léger, is kind of like about becoming a like a machine for the man, so to speak. And so on that song, I kind of do like a robot style dance, and they didn't like that, I guess. I don't know.
But we'll challenge that reviewer to a dance off and see if he can do any better.
And who is Mad Dog? Who is Mad Dog?
Mad Dog owns a place called the Alley Gallery, which is actually like his house. And he's an artist, a sculptor, and he turns his house into a gallery, and he has bands play there. And usually when bands play, it fills up really, really big, and there's like crazy, a lot of crazy stuff happening. I think he's having an art show for the Eastside Culture Co. It's on Pender Street, so you could go and see his art. It's pretty amazing.
So what's coming up with the Bestial Cunt? Are you guys recording anything again? Like, you got that tape that we're playing, and we're going to end the Nardwater Human Serviette radio show with some Bestial Cunt. Which tune are we going to hear here?
We're going to hear Prick Yard.
The Prick Yard. And what's the story behind Prick Yard? Because you... Okay, I don't want to give it away, but maybe I know. I don't know. Do I know?
It's about when who you're dating decides what bar you're allowed into.
Wow. What does that mean? You're, like, dating a bouncer at the Brickyard?
No, that means I was with a guy for about a long story. That's basically what it's about.
Prickyard is about being a prick at the...
Yard.
Well, being a yard. Yeah.
At the Brickyard. So we're going to be playing that track.
Oh, we like the Brickyard.
What's in the future for you guys?
We're hopefully going to start recording sometime, maybe December, January.
And maybe we'll... I don't know. We'll try... I don't know if we'll have time, but... We also have some cabaret queued up there, too. That was an Automatic Fancy pick. Why did you pick that tune particularly, Automatic Fancy?
Me, Nikki, I picked that because I secretly wanted to be a cabaret show tune kind of band, but then Vincent Black should have beat us to it, so we're not doing
some
that.
Cabaret, and I'm not sure if we'll have any chance to play any Zuckus.
What? But you can see them tonight at the Brickyard with Omega Chrome, Tired, Bowlers. Oh, no, you can't, because you're going to see Brandy Wing. At the Lamplighter.
But who are the Zuckus? Can we explain? We didn't get to the Joint Chiefs either. Sorry about that.
Zuckus is basically the same drummer and guitar player as Tendonitis. They're just a grindcore band, and they have a singer and a bass player, and they're totally awesome. And, yeah, they're playing tonight at the
Brickyard. It seems like
you will see them. You'll see Bandy Grind at the Lamplighter.
And it seems like there's quite a bit of grind in Vancouver these days. Like, all these
it's really, really up and coming, it seems.
And Bestial Cunt are going to be leading the way, right?
Bestial Cunt are leading the way!
How long is it going to be before you become total full-on grindcore?
We might not ever be grind because maybe we'll just be more like, I don't know. Did you mean Megadeth coming to town? I think it's Megadeth today. We're so happy.
Maybe you could open for them. You should bug House of Blues.
That would just be like, I'd faint probably then.
It'd be time to quit.
No, that would be awesome.
Well, what about open for Dandy Wynn and... this Sunday night. At the Cellar. Anything else you guys want to say to the people out there in Radioland?
Come dress up. It's going to be lots of fun.
Drake Queen's welcome.
Why should people care about Dandy Wind and Automatic Fancy and Bestial Cunt Dandy Wind?
I think this will definitely be the most interesting show probably this whole year, so you should all come and check it out. And I know that Bestial Cunt is having a special guest on stage with them, who is also from New Hill.
Wow, the U Hill connection.
Yeah.
So come one, come all to Bestial Cunt, Dandy Wind, and Automatic Fancy this Sunday night for Halloween. Halloween! At the Cellar on Granville Street. Granville Street. Well, thanks so much, all you bands.
Thank you, Nardwater.
Automatic Fancy and Dandy Wind. Keep on rocking in the free world, and here's some Bestial Cunt. Do 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 do.
Thank you!
Prickyard.